Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
I'm amazed at how gullible people are. Follow so-called men of God and give them their money, and they live in mansions. They live just, people are so gullible. And here these people sold everything they had and went to Estero. Matter of fact, have you heard of David Koresh? I call him the wacko from Waco. Burn up all those people. He got that name Koresh from these people. The Koreshian unity, it was a cult. And he and Cyrus D declared himself to be Messiah. Well, he formed the New Jerusalem there. But something strange happened. He died in 1908, 3 days before Christmas. And the community believed, because he had said that if he did die, that he was coming back to life. So all the people, literally, they put a 24-hour wake. They kept him laid in. They put him, they called it like a bathtub. They didn't bury him, because he's going to rise again. They didn't have him on bed. I don't know why they put him in the bathtub. I don't know. That's just what they did. Put him in that tub. 24 hours a day, people were standing there. I guess they took shifts, because he's going to resurrect from the dead, because he's the Messiah. Well, the story goes, the health department came in and they heard about this, and maybe that's why they put him in the bathtub, because things happen. You know, body fluids and all, evidently. I don't know, I wasn't there. But the health department came and said, you got to get him out of here. And they built a monument, a mausoleum, there, what they say, there on the at the Gulf of Mexico, you know, where Estero and the water river runs out into the Gulf, they put a big old his grave, mausoleum above ground, and a storm came through a few years later, one of these great storms, and took it out, and Lord knows. The reason I said all that, a lot of great leaders have said that they're going to rise again, but there's only one, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let me finish that story. One by one, the followers left the compound dejected because their Messiah had not resurrected. And there's that note I had in here. David Koresh, the wacko from Waco, took his name from this cult, who he also said he was the Messiah. Well, only Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose again. And only Jesus Christ is coming again. He's alive forevermore. Then when we get into verse number 1, 1 Corinthians number 15, he writes these words, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel." Now again, Paul has been writing over the past chapters we've looked about questions that Paul answered. Remember, church at Corinth wrote Paul a letter. And they had some questions. Paul, and you remember some of them, "Paul, what do I do about these meat offered to idols? Paul, what do we do about my spouse? I'm a believer, he or she's an unbeliever." Remember, Paul addressed all these things, you know, the meat offered to idols, and about the marriage situation, divorce, remarriage, all that, he addressed that. And obviously, he's addressing some concerns here in 1 Corinthians 15, because later we're going to get into this about some of them were coming into the church saying that Christ was not resurrected. And he said, "How can some of you say that Christ isn't resurrected from the dead? Because if he's not resurrected, our preaching is vain." He writes all this. He said, yeah, and he even says, "I'm a liar." These people are liars that said they've seen the risen Savior. So there were some thoughts in the church at Corinth, because false teachers, others had come in, even questioned being raised. What, did he really rise? Because what about our resurrection? There was question about their resurrection now, because you remember the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they were all messed up on the resurrection, things of that nature, and it was starting to influence this church here and all the false teaching. So Paul's answering these questions, and so he goes from those other previous things he talked about. Remember spiritual gifts? We just finished that. Now he wants to talk about the resurrection. And he begins that with the gospel, the most important message declared in all of Scripture. And the most important message declared to mankind is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of all the great messages in the Bible, all the great thoughts and all the great stories, the greatest message in all of God's word is the gospel. It's the good news. And I thought about this as I was preparing some notes. It's only good news to those that if it gets there in time. It's only good news if it arrives in time. And that's why we have missionaries. That's why we have radio. That's why we have the internet ministries that reaches around the world. So that the good news could reach those who've never heard. And it's not good news if they've not heard. So that's the point of missions. The word gospel means the good news. The gospel is both a proposition and a person. As a proposition, it embraces the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The gospel encompasses that. That's the whole truth. Without that, that's the foundation, fundamental bedrock of what we believe. And if that is not so, we'll read later, we might as well eat, drink, and be merry, the rest of the world, if it's a lie. But it's true, the resurrection. And the gospel is also a person, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It encompasses not just that thought of the death, the burial, resurrection, but it speaks of him and him alone. Only Jesus Christ could die for our sins. Only Jesus Christ would be buried. And by the way, why is that such an important part when we talk about the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ according to Scripture? You cannot forget the part about the burial. Why is that so important, preacher? Well, because that the burial, you don't bury a live man, okay? The burial is a seal that, yes, he was dead, fully dead. A lot of people, you know, who are unbelievers, well, he kind of, what's the word, Doug? The Lord just in a swoon, the swoon theory. Okay, we learned that in school years ago, and I don't even know what that means, except he was just like unconscious, you know. I use that big word, swoon, but like he wasn't really dead, that he was just kind of swooning, whatever, but he wasn't really dead, and he just kind of come out of it after 3 days. No, he was dead, very much dead. The gospel asserts four vital truths. Now listen to this. There's four vital truths in the gospel. Number one, that Jesus Christ died for our sins. That's vital. That's substitutionary, and it's a sacrifice. He died for our sins on the cross of Calvary. And I love this. Jesus did not say, "I am finished." Jesus said, "It is finished." He died for our sins. That was the whole purpose of him coming into this world, to seek and to save that which was lost, and that he would die for the sins of all mankind. And yes, Jesus tasted death for every man, Calvinist notwithstanding. Amen, preacher. Died for everyone, not just a chosen few, but for all mankind. So he died for the sins of all mankind. Jesus Christ died for our sins. The second truth, he was buried. It's the evidence of the reality and the totality of his death. Not only did he die for our sins, he was buried, which is that evidence that he really did die. When Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus begged for the body of Christ, took him down from the cross. Remember, before they took him down, the soldiers had come and they were going to break his legs. It was getting late and crucifixion, I won't go into that, time won't allow, but it's the cruelest form of death ever invented by man.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.